Hi, my name is Estelle Marie Fainter, and I was born April 28, 1945, in Meadowville, Long Island, New York. There were two houses on our road then, ours and Grandma Penzick's. There was a barn, an outhouse, and many pigs and chickens. Outside the potato house, where all the potatoes were stored, there were blueberry and gooseberry bushes and strawberry fields. Across the railroad tracks, they grew green beans and corn. I went to school in a one-room schoolhouse. Grades 1 through 8 were in that one room. There were woods all around. We had swings to play on, but that's about it. The teacher was Miss Pigerson. Our house started with a natural yard. The grass was cut once a year when the highway department cut it. We had a rose bush near the house. They smelled real good. When Helen was just a baby, we had a fire in the summer kitchen. She cried a lot after that. I used to push her in a swing that was set up between the living room and the dining room. When I was in the fifth grade, we moved to Southampton. We got roller skates then, and we learned to skate in the basement. After a while, we would skate into Royson's candy store. I got my water paints there. When we walked home from school, we would walk through the local museum. A couple of years later, we moved back to Manorville. There was 3 houses on our street now, one for Uncle John and Aunt Alma. There was still a lot of potato farms around. I went to Santa Maria's High School, and I enjoyed keeping score for the basketball, field hockey, softball teams. I also really enjoyed home economics. I graduated from high school in 1964. My first job was working in the cranberry bogs that I had helped out on weekends and holidays during my last year in school. It was mostly forest fire prevention around the area of the bogs. I had my first spiritual experience when I was raking and burning on the bogs. I saw a family of swans on the bogs, the sunshine and the blue sky, and my spirit soared. That summer, we picked the cranberries. In the fall, we sorted and boxed the cranberries. They were blue diamond cranberries. The job ended when the owner, a millionaire from New Jersey, refused to sand the bogs. You did this to manage the weeds. Then the family I worked for moved to Florida, and they built a golf course there. Then I took a job at Stubbles Laundry in West Hampton Beach, and they stayed there for a long time. Around this time, I started going to a chiropractor. We started going to a chiropractic philosophy meetings all around New York State, and a couple of times a year, we would go to Atlanta, Georgia, to a meeting called GE, which stood for Dynamic Essentials. There were many days of speakers with a big dinner party at the end. My sister and I, plus my chiropractor and whole family, enjoyed these outings greatly. Then Helen decided to become a chiropractor, and she headed down to South Carolina to Sherman College of Straight Chiropractic. I decided to be her chiropractic assistant. People said that I was crazy to go back to school. I just barely made it out of high school. But I went down to South Carolina for the year-long chiropractic assistant course and made all A's and B's. I also developed a children's lecture while I was there, and they made it a part of the curriculum. I worked in the college clinic for a while and then ran it for a time. After my father died, I returned to Long Island. I gave my children's lecture at my chiropractor's office, and from that day on, all the children called him Dr. Fuzzyfoot, a character in the lecture. I took a job with a temporary agency and became one of the highest paid temps. Photo circuits was my next job. I started out as a temp, but graduated to full-time third shift. I quit because one day I remembered getting in my car, but I don't know how I got home. I didn't remember any stop signs or lights or anything. About that time, Ellen moved to Michigan to practice chiropractic, and I stayed on Long Island to take care of my mom. Our circumstances never did align for us to work together. However, I did visit now and then, and one of the visits, we went to a Summit Lighthouse Beginner's Lecture, and I bought my first degree book. I did my degrees on my own because there was no Summit Lighthouse in my area. I read many of Elizabeth Clare Poppit's books. I had always known that there was more to religion than what the Catholic Church said. Mom died in 1982, and the decrees made it easier to deal with her death. At this time, I had an experience with clairaudience. We were picking out the clothes to bury my mom when I heard her voice in my head. She said, "It's just a dead old body. I'm going dancing tonight with your father." Which was quite surprising. I had a 3-month yard sale to clear out the house, and I moved to Michigan. I went to some spiritual lectures weekly for a while. Then I found a job at PK Industries, where they made loose leaf binders. I stayed there for many years, and I discovered that I have a knack for massage. Harold, the owner, had a problem with headaches. I would massage his neck and shoulders, and he said that it helped a lot. After that, when anyone was suffering with a headache or shoulder ache, he would send them to me. Then we started going to the Summit Lighthouse. We attended the Monday night lecture and the Wednesday night healing services for about 6 months, and then became keepers of the flame. One time, a friend was having trouble with her car. It was wet, and she was spinning her wheels and not getting anywhere. I got out to push and made a call to Hercules to help me, and he got the job done, no problem. Afterwards, my friend said, "It was like I picked the car up and pushed it onto dry land." In 2005, when the Heart Center was starting up, we were still the Summit Lighthouse and had a building not far down the road from where I lived. We all read Lonello's 33 Heart Streams and decided unanimously that, yes, this was our new messenger, and the Heart Center of Detroit was born. My next job was in Kmart in the fine jewelry department. I was there for 10 years. Also that year, I had a heart attack and a stroke and had a quadruple bypass. I had smoked since I was 14, but from that day on, I was a non-smoker. That was a real miracle. I'm still alive and kicking today and enjoying the broadcasting greatly. Thank you.